As I mentioned, it does appear as if there is a potential breakthrough in the tragic disappearance of William Tyrrell. Emma Partridge is a crime reporter with the Sydney Morning Herald. She's outside this house in Bonnie Hills, where forensic work is being undertaken by police, and she's on the line. Emma, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Just paint a picture for us. This Bonnie Hills, how far are we talking from Kendall, where William was last seen?
Well, Bonnie Hills is a town not that far from Kendall, actually, perhaps maybe a 15, 20-minute drive. But the Bonnie Hills house that I'm out the front of has been cordoned off with police tape about an hour ago, and we've just seen recently an excavator arrive and a sewage removal truck, and the police have emptied a septic tank at this property at Bonnie Hills, which is on Wandoo Place.
Okay, so that work's going on at the moment. Somebody's called in a grease trap and septic service truck. They're there now under the guidance and directions of police, are they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. It's believed that this home is owned by an elderly couple who also have some connection to another unit that was raided in relation to the disappearance of William Tyrrell at Laurieton yesterday. So it appears that these two properties are linked to the same elderly couple. However, police are not speculating at this stage that they have anything to do with his disappearance.
And any indication as to what they might be looking for with this septic tank, which is now the subject of these inquiries?
Oh, look, police haven't said anything about what they're looking for. I mean, one can only guess.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm just watching some people from forensic services sift through a large pile of bark, which is a few metres away from the septic tank that they've just entered, and they've got rakes out raking through very large piles of bark and some dirt, and we're just looking on the sidelines at the moment.
And so that entire property now has been cordoned off by police?
Yes, it's a semi-rural property, and the house on it's a single-level house with a pool out the back. It's quite a quiet area, but the front of the house has been taped off by police, and there's a couple of forensic services trucks parked in the driveway, and the excavator sitting out the front. A couple of dogs are at the back, and they've been howling for the last hour.
Right,
and I can
right.
see a number of detectives out the front talking to each other and walking, pacing back and forth over the property. So we're just watching this unfold at the moment, but no word as to whether they've found anything of note yet.
Now, I'm sure you've probably spoken to neighbours. Have they had much to say about this couple?
Well, I spoke to the next door neighbour about half an hour ago, and she was quite shocked that police have been milling about the property since about 7 o'clock yesterday morning. She said that she doesn't know the couple that well; that they keep to themselves, but they're quite friendly. That they wave to her when she sees them in the street, but she doesn't really know much about them apart from that they moved to the area about 2 or 3 years ago. But she was she said she was guessing.
Okay, and do they have children, grandchildren of their own?
I believe they've got grandchildren, but that's as much as I know at this point.
So if we try and piece this timeline together, this all unfolded September 12, William Tyrrell was last seen, his grandmother's home in Kendall. Now, of course, there was this breakthrough yesterday, and this was the property. It's an office space above a set of shops. That's in Laurieton, isn't it?
Yes, that's in Laurieton, which is just south of Port Macquarie. So it was an office space above, I guess you would call it, an arcade. It was on the corner of Bold and Seymour Streets at Laurieton. And underneath the unit is a set of shops. There's a barber shop there. There's a pet shop. There's a liquor store there as well. So a lot of the employees saw police sort of walking in and out of the unit yesterday and said that they saw up to a dozen detectives and forensic officers searching the office space above the set of shops.
And do we know what was taken from that office space above that set of shops, Emma?
I've been told a single mattress was taken from the space above the set of shops and some computer equipment, which has been taken off for forensic testing.
Okay, and then we move on today where you are, Bonnie Hills, which you say is about 15 or 20 minutes away from Kendall, where William was last seen, and there is some link between this couple that live in this property at Bonnie Hills and that property and that office in Laurieton.
Yes, I believe there's a link between the Laurieton office space and the house here. However, I have to be honest, I'm not that familiar with the area, so I'm really guesstimating when I say it's a 15-minute drive.
Right, okay, yeah. I think it's probably 15 or 20 kilometres away, so it might be a little further, but importantly, you've
Depends
been...
Depends on if you're speeding.
Yeah, well, that's true. You've certainly been to the premises at Laurieton, and you're outside this property at Bonnie Hills, and so this truck continues to do its work. As you say, the police are raking through bark, and then this other investigation goes on with the septic tank at this property.
Yes, it has. Well, actually, as we've been speaking, the septic tank removal truck has left, but the excavator remains here and police remain on the scene.
And so with the excavator, are they digging up part of the yard? Can you see what's happening with it?
No, they haven't started digging up part of the yard, but they seem to have done perhaps a tiny bit of digging, and now they've got about three or four detectives that are sort of standing in an area behind a set of trees near the septic tank, but they're sifting through just large piles of bark with rakes. I don't know whether it's sort of a shallow dirt area over there, but it's a little bit hard to see from where I am, but there's about three or four detectives inspecting this large piles of bark.
And any indication where this elderly couple is at the moment, Emma?
No. Not that I know of. I believe that they've been spoken to and haven't been charged or anything like that at this point in time. But the police are remaining tight-lipped about their investigations in regards to specific people at this time.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. It's been a very protracted investigation. It continues on there this morning. Look, I appreciate your time and the update, and we'll stay in touch, Emma. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Emma Partridge, who's the crime reporter with the Sydney Morning Herald, she's outside this property at Bonnie Hills. So there is the link to this property at Bonnie Hills, to that property in Laurieton, which was the subject of raids yesterday. It appears it's possibly owned by the elderly couple that lives at this property, which is now the subject of a search. And I go back to some comments that were made by Superintendent Paul Feehan towards the end of last year. And he made the point that if the little boy had had some form of misadventure in nearby bushland, police would have found something by now. They undertook a search of around 10 kilometres around that Kendall area and extraordinarily failed to find any trace of William Tyrrell. Nothing at all. He was saying at the time, we're completely open to any possibility, including human intervention. If that has occurred, somebody knows something. Well, it seems increasingly perhaps police know a little more than they did, say, around September of last year, because there are significant breakthroughs occurring as we speak at this property at Bonnie Hills, yesterday in Laurieton. And Bonnie Hills is about 20 kilometres from Kendall. It's just south of Port Macquarie, and plenty of work going on there at the moment by detectives. As to where the elderly couple is that live at that property, no one knows at this stage. But clearly, this investigation has gone into a very, very important new phase. 13 13 32 is a number. It's just a tragic story. There's no other way to describe it. A tragic story for anyone with kids of any age. You just think about that. The images of the young boy in his Spider-Man suit, it just defies all belief. And I think from very early on, police were fairly confident that there was no involvement from family members. I think they've been as baffled by this as anybody. And just imagine what it's been like for them, because not only do they deal with the torment, the heartache of having lost this young boy, but also the spectre of some suspicion falling upon them, because so often in many of these cases, it can involve somebody who is known to the person who's gone missing. Now, police from early on seem to have been able to clear the family, but still, there is always that spectre of suspicion that hangs around them. And so they've had to deal with that while also handling the absolute torment and heartache of what they've gone through here. And spare a thought for the poor grandmother. There he is playing in her backyard with his sister. She goes in to make a cup of tea with the mum, and suddenly, lo and behold, he's gone. It is just unbelievable.